This podcast is made possible by the generosity of supporting members. Please visit dharmaocean.org to learn more about becoming a supporting member. You are listening to the Dharma Ocean podcast. This is Reggie's opening talk to a cohort of meditators at the beginning of a month-long meditation retreat. He explains that in retreat, we enter a liminal space where conventional logic does not apply. In letting go, we become sensitive to the suffering and magic of the world. This talk was given at the 2002 Winter Datun Retreat, held in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado.
I want to welcome all of you to this Datun. You are to be congratulated on getting here. Strangely enough, actually managing to get here and to get on your cushion is about half of the Datun. Many of you have been wanting to come for a long time, I know. And some people just thought of it recently. There are quite a number of people who have been thinking about it and were on the list, and then at the last minute they decided not to do it. For this kind of program, and that actually is part of the entry into the program. In my case, I injured my back 3 months ago, and I've been on my back all fall. Strangely enough, yesterday it started feeling better. And actually, I knew all along it was Datun related. And everyone has their story. Strangely enough, also, the major obstacles are mental for everybody. And even though they manifest in a physical way, we have always a great deal of anticipation about doing something like this. There's something in us that's very deep that longs for what we're going to do over the next month. And then there's another part of us that is terrified and extremely apprehensive, and rightly so. We should be. But the fact is that this is a chance of a lifetime. And for many of us, and not just for people who have already sat a Datun, this could be the most important month of your life. We always think about our life as being relatively flat and homogeneous, and there are these little spikes, like being born, getting married, dying. But basically, we try to keep things as even as we can. Nevertheless, there are certain times in our lives that are transformative, and they represent a fundamental change. And this situation that we're entering into is possibly one of those times. And what happens here is going to be written in you. This is not a normal time. And during this month, there will be long stretches when you can't remember your former life. And when your subsequent life will seem like a dream. And this time will seem endless. And sometimes the endlessness will be like a nightmare. And other times you will never want it to end. It's not a normal time at all. The time that we construct in our world is one that we make up. And just to make sure that our made-up version is compelling enough, we invented clocks and wristwatches, and we're always checking our watch to see what's happening. It's always interesting for me when the Dachen enters a very timeless space, and at that point there's a lot of people looking at their wristwatches a lot. And the clock beeper is going off, which is sort of like the conventional world realizes it's on very shaky ground. And also, this is not a normal space either up here. And those of you who have been here before know that, and those of you who just arrived probably also know that. There are certain spaces in the world that actually are not part of the world. They are part of a different dimension. And in world religions, this is very well known, and every traditional culture that's ever existed has had as part of its geography places like this. When you enter into this space, a whole different set of rules apply. And they're not rules of this world, and they're not rules of conventional logic at all. They're the rules of the heart and the logic of the other world, the world of the lineage. So, you know, sitting a program like this for me is a dream come true. And having willing students is a dream come true. To do this in this place with all of you. One thing that's very important is to realize that, you know, we're going to be working hard this next month. And of course, we're doing this for ourselves. But actually, the secret is that we're not doing it for ourselves. We're doing it for this world. We are going to go through a lot of ups and downs. We will have a lot of tears. And hopefully a lot of laughter. And there'll be a lot of living and dying going on in this room. The dying part, unfortunately, has to come first. And it's very painful. It's the process of letting go. And then the living part is what comes out of that. And all of the things that we're going to work with here, they will seem very personal. But as a matter of fact, they're not personal. The suffering that we feel seems like it's our own suffering, but actually it's not. We do suffer. We feel pain and we suffer. But we carry in our hearts the whole world. Human beings are so sensitive that they're aware of the whole planet every moment. And all of the suffering going on, you know, if you wake up in the night and you imagine yourself being tortured, I wouldn't really recommend going to see your therapist the next day, that you have some kind of a memory from childhood that has surfaced that you need to work out, because the chances are 99-1 that what you're feeling is somebody else's pain. When we're here and we're working with our emotions and our upheavals and our neurosis, we're also working the pain and upheavals and neurosis of everyone else. The most powerful thing you can ever do in your life for the world is what we're going to do for this next month. And the more the world goes downhill, and, you know, even in the last few years, this is not a slow process. The more important it is for us to do what we're going to do during this month, and the more impact it has on other people's suffering everywhere. We're all tied together. We're not alone. We can't be alone. Even if we want to, we can't. The nature of the human soul is to be interconnected with everything else that is and everything else that lives. And any work we do for everyone. Another important theme that I would like us to keep in mind is that this Dhaten is made possible through the generosity and the sacrifices of hundreds of generations of practitioners. There are places in the world where the kind of thing that we're going to do has never been heard of. In fact, most places in the world it's never been heard of. It's heard of here because people have given their lives, and it's been going on for a long, long time. It's almost as if there are many things that human beings pass on to each other of all kinds, but there's one thing that is absolutely priceless. It's like this this jewel of meditation practice and what it leads to. And we are, for some reason, I don't know why we're all here, but here we are, and we probably have a lot of karmic connections in this group with one another, and maybe this isn't the first time we've done this together. In this life, maybe it is, but maybe in other lives, it's something that we've already done. But in any case, in this life, we have the lineage, beginning with the Buddha, to thank, and people who have suffered actually tremendously, down to Chogyam Trungpa, who is the teacher who founded this center and this lineage in the West. His life was very difficult and filled with suffering, and the suffering of everyone around him, and he carried it to his, so to speak, his grave. And the only thing he ever wanted to do was to help other people. And he died because of it. He gave his life in order that we could be practicing today. He probably would have lived much, much longer had he not taken us on.
To download more of Reggie's teachings, find out about upcoming retreats, and to explore a variety of audio listening guides to assist you on your spiritual journey, please visit dharmaocean.org. Music is by Jeff Beal and Nawang Ketchog from the album Tibet, Cry of the Snow Lion.